Maseches Brachos, Perek Vav, Mishneh Gimel. The previous Mishnah had mentioned if one says the bracha shahakol over fruits and vegetables, that is yotzi b'di'avad. Here the Mishnah will say the proper place for shahakol bracha, al davar she'ein gadul min ha'aretz, on food that didn't come from the ground, didn't grow from the ground. Like, for example, meat, dairy products. And the truth is even mushrooms and truffles, which are fungus, although they often grow on the ground, they don't draw the nourishment from the ground, from the soil. Rather, mushrooms nourish from decaying matter in the ground, which is why they can grow also on the side of a tree and so on. So any food that didn't grow and nourish from the ground, then Omer, the bracha is shahakol, as in shahakol niyed bevaro, that everything comes through Hashem's word. The Mishnah now discusses the case of certain foods which, according to the previous Mishnayos, we get one bracha, but because they've degraded in quality, they lose their bracha status and decline to this being shahakol, according to Tanakhama. So the case of the Mishnah is al hachometz. Chometz is vinegar. Specifically, we're talking about wine that soured and became vinegar. So wine, the bracha is borei pri hagafen, but once it loses its special status and becomes vinegar, it no longer satisfies or makes you happy by any means. In fact, it's not even desirable to drink at all. And therefore, it loses its special bracha and is just relegated to a generic shahakol, as we'll see in a moment. Val hanovlos, same goes for novlos. According to Bartanura, novlos are fruits that fell from the tree before they were fully ripened. And they fell early. That's the Bartanura goes like the Rambam on that. Rashi in the Gemara says that novlos are fruits that were sun-scorched and they're damaged by the excessive heat of the sun. Now, the Bartanura says the halacha is like the Rambam, meaning that the halacha is that food that fell off from the tree early gets a bracha of shahakol. However, the Shulchan Aruch rules that fruit that came off the tree early gets the regular bracha of brei priya eitz. And he instead, the Shulchan Aruch goes, like Rashi, saying novlos are sun-scorched and sun-damaged fruits. Val ha-govai. Govai are grasshoppers. We're talking here about the kosher species of grasshoppers, of locust. And the bracha there also is shahakol. There's actually no real chiddush there because, of course, grasshoppers like meat and fish and eggs do not come from the ground, and therefore the proper bracha according to everyone is shahakol. We bring it up only because later on we'll see that Rabbi Yehuda's cholek, he disagrees that the bracha and grasshoppers is shahakol. We'll come back to that in a moment. The Mishnah continues, ala chalav, on milk, vala gvina, on cheese, vala beitzim, and on eggs, omer shahakol, the proper bracha shahakol. Again, no real chiddush here. In fact, according to the gears that we have in our Bavli, this isn't included in the Mishnah at all. So if it is, there's no extra chiddush here. These are foods that get a shahakol bracha. Either way. Rabbi Yehuda now argues on the previous thought, and he says, kol shu min klala, any foodstuff that is from a cursed category, eim uvarchen lav, one doesn't make any bracha at all on it. Now, according to the Bartanura, we're referring specifically to the novlos and govai, the fruits that fell off early. And of course, that was like a bit of a cursed situation, as much as the fruits fell before they ripened, and therefore they're, you know, ruined fruits. And because of that, Rabbi Yehuda says no bracha at all. One doesn't bless on such a kind of cursed situation. And similarly, govai, the locust. So grasshoppers and locusts, by the way, are the same thing. Just grasshopper are grasshoppers. And when they get too densely packed together, they sort of start swarming and go to a bit of a feeding and mating frenzy, and they become called locust. And that's when they're most damaging, of course. In any case, so the Mishnah here says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since the rival locusts not a happy time, they're cursed. They're, of course, one of the makos. And because of that, although they're edible, there's no bracha at all to be said on them, says Rabbi Yehuda. However, the halacha doesn't follow him. The halacha is, like the Tanakhama, that if you eat kosher grasshoppers, as well as if you eat, then the bracha is shahakol. Again, as far as immature fruits, the bracha is, according to Shulchan Aruch, actually a brei priya eitz, unlike the Rambam, who makes a shahakol. And as far as vinegar goes, so interestingly, the Shulchan Aruch says there's no bracha at all to be made on vinegar, because it's damaging, it's unhealthy, it's inedible. And the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, we're talking there about strong vinegar, so strong that if you pour it on the ground and sand, it bubbles. Since that's so caustic, one makes no bracha at all, but the din would then be that on, you know, slightly acidic vinegars, and certainly vinegars outside of wine vinegars, so then the bracha would be shahakol in a scenario where one is just eating it in an amount that is palatable and it's not so acidic and damaging.